Welcome to the Lenovo Story Hub podcast. The topic for this episode is smart devices, one of the fastest growing segments in the technology space. What are the biggest current trends right now with smart devices? What's next? Ahead of Lenovo Tech Life this week in Berlin, we sat down with Mark Krynoch from Lenovo's Smart Office Group and tech expert Bob O'Donnell from Technolysis Research to find out everything you need to know about smart devices. Here's that conversation. Let's start right at the very top, like smart devices. Bob, what kinds of products are considered smart devices?
Well, you know, smart devices are kind of all over the map. We've got everything from things like smart TVs to devices in, you know, in the office, things that are a little smarter than your, say, a generic teleconferencing phone system that allows you to connect more easily and things like that. So essentially, a smart device is typically something with some level of compute, some level of sensors or something that can gather information, and then some level of connectivity. And it provides some kind of functionality that makes it easier to use or different to use than devices it replaces, or in certain cases, of course, creates possibilities that no existing devices ever had.
Gotcha. And so Mark, from Lenovo's perspective, what kind of smart devices does Lenovo make today, and how does it kind of fit into our product portfolio?
Right. So, you know, we have kind of our two core businesses today with our consumer brand and some of the very interesting tools that the team's been coming up with. You know, clearly not only are the Moto phones defined as smart devices, but the smart speakers, the latest great announcements around the display product that we launched with Google. That's getting great press and really kind of reimagining the purpose of a tablet and in a communal device at home. As well as what my team's focus on is really around how are smart devices going to drive better working in the office space.
Yeah.
And that evolution is a little bit farther behind the curve, but as well, a lot of great opportunities to reduce some complexity at work and drive better thinking.
So Bob, talking about smart devices in general, just how popular are smart devices? From where, I mean, you analyze the markets and see how much people are actually using these. How popular would you say smart devices are compared to more of the traditional tech devices that are out there?
Well, I think they're getting to be very popular. If you look at smart speakers, as Mark mentioned, already you've got a pretty decent percentage of U.S. households that have smart speakers. It's close. I did a survey last year. It was around 13-14%. It's probably up near 20, maybe even over 20% of U.S. households now have some form of a smart speaker. Then you've, again, like I said, there's things like smart TVs, which are also, I mean, you can't buy a TV now without some kind of intelligence and applications built into it. So from a consumer perspective, they're very popular. On the business side, as Mark mentioned, it's moving a little bit more slowly, but people are figuring out ways. You know, voice-based UIs, for example, is a characteristic that I think we're going to start to see in a lot of both consumer and commercial devices, and that is a great example of a smart device, something that you can just talk to, and it does things. A fundamentally different way of thinking about both computing and productivity.
So about that AI, do you really think that's kind of the next step in the innovation cycle with smart devices, is really adding that the better improvements on the AI aspect of these devices?
I think it is. I mean, I think it's a number of things. I think the AI side of things is certainly going to be important. I think the ability to do things more efficiently, to give access to information in ways that we hadn't thought about before, even to recognize, you know, we're starting to see AI in productivity software to recognize workflows. How is it that I work with a certain file, and how does that shift over time? We've seen Microsoft talk about that in Office. We're starting to see other vendors talk about it. So I think we're going to see AI and machine learning types of capabilities come into a lot of different products, both consumer and commercial, and again, give us a new way to interact with technology.
Yeah, and I would completely agree with Bob. But I would say we're really kind of just entering this innovation. A lot of the technology piping has really evolved the last 5 years, but the applications to get more natural, become more fluid as you enter spaces today, you quite often you have to be fairly rigid in your interaction with some of these smart devices. But as you can go and enter, be more agnostic across devices, and how AI really becomes a real assistant, where you're not having to force the action, but it's helping you in a very kind of caring way. That's, I think, the next generation.
Makes sense. And so, obviously, people are aware, like you said, Bob, a lot of people have smart speakers. I mean, I've got one in my kitchen right now, and smart watches. What are there any other products that aren't necessarily quote-unquote smart right now that you think are going to be in the near future, or that could be?
Yeah, I think we're going to start to see smart Wi-Fi routers and hubs. That's a big opportunity. The ability, you start to see a little bit of that with Wi-Fi mesh-based products, but take that to the next step by having the ability to ping local devices to know when a new device gets added to your network and configure it automatically. And we've seen previous efforts to try and do this. People who remember UPnP and some of this other stuff, none of them really worked well. But now we're moving along and getting to the point where I think you're going to see that sort of smart network hub that device that everything in your home is going to connect to. But it's not just the connectivity, it's also the management, being aware of what all these devices are, where the data is going. I think we'll start to see that become an important product category over the next couple of years.
And in the office space, smart cameras, we see these new platforms that are much about machine vision. And it's less about the camera quality, but the intelligence being driven through some of these cameras. We're a few generations in, but there's some really amazing things with sentiment tracking and really understanding what's happening. That data can really help drive better business decisions.
Makes sense. And speaking of kind of the business versus consumer angle, there's always a big difference, I think. And Bob, what do you think is like, how would you compare smart devices? I read an interesting article that you posted on LinkedIn about kind of the technology demands of the modern office. Can you kind of compare like the state of the consumer smart business and or the smart market for the consumer side and then the commercial side as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. What's happening in the consumer side is we've got a bunch of one-off products. I mean, smart speakers, of course, is the biggest, but we've got connected light bulbs and we've got all kinds of other interesting connected products. The challenge is getting all these things to work together is really tough. And you know, most consumers they don't have an internal IT person other than their kids, perhaps, if it's a family.
Yeah.
But you know, it's hard to make all of these things work. And that's so the difference being that in the consumer world, lots of things, lots of fun stuff, but getting it all to work is hard. On the business side, of course, you do have the infrastructure of IT and other people to support and enable these capabilities, but we're still getting the devices there. So, you know, once we get more interesting devices, I think there's an opportunity to integrate them into the business environment, and there's a support system to make all those pieces work. So, ironically, it's kind of harder on the consumer side because it has to be just not only drop dead easy, but just, you know, zero configuration kinds of capabilities. On the business side, that's less of an issue, but more of an issue is, all right, what are the right things that we can do that people can adjust to? Because work habits, I think, interestingly enough, are harder to change than personal habits. There's something about you get ingrained into certain processes at work that I think people have a harder time with, whereas at home it's kind of more freeform and you can just kind of do whatever. So it'll be interesting to see how those two evolve, but that would be my sort of take at a 10,000-foot level.
And not only the work habits, but, you know, our research says, like, the amount of trust that employees in the workforce has for smart devices around their own personal data, privacy, there still used to be that chasm.
Gotcha. So yeah, like the privacy thing, getting used to, like, how they actually work and integrating them into their daily routines. – Bob, what do you think are some of the key challenges for companies like Lenovo and other tech brands that make these smart devices? What are some of the biggest challenges that need to be overcome for these smart devices to really become bigger than they are, I guess?
Well, you know, again, it's going to vary depending on consumer or commercial. On the consumer side, it's really about, interconnectivity. That is, connectivity amongst and across these devices and making them work well and consistently together, because that is still a huge issue. And research I've done shows that a lot of people are actually willing to pay somebody, like a smart home service, as it were. And there's a number of companies, the telco carriers have these, to take care of making sure the stuff is configured. But that's an expensive business for those guys, because it requires a lot of truck rolls, as they call them, when someone has to come out and set up devices and figure out why something isn't working. So the vendors, it's incumbent upon them to deliver things that work very well and work well together. On the commercial side, it's about, doing something that's unique and beneficial, but doing it in a cost-effective way, or a way that's better than previous tools. A lot of the tools that I think we're going to start to see on the business side may be variations on things we've had before, but they're just smarter in the way they do it. Anything from, how quickly it takes to set up a meeting and get in presentations on the screen, because that translates, of course, into real dollars. Every minute you save at the beginning of a meeting is productivity in dollars in a business. So being able to deliver very, very clear ROI benefits, and then, of course, ensuring the safety and security and the reliability of those things in the work environment. Because, you're only going to get one chance at work. If that thing doesn't work, people will go back to their old ways or just figure out a way around it. So that's the challenge there.
Very true. Mark, what about you? On your side, your team, what are some of the things that the biggest challenges that you guys are trying to overcome and to make smart devices better?
Well, clearly, I think there's obviously for our customer base, making products that can be scalable, right? Just like in the video conferencing market years ago, where it was only about the corner offices were able to take advantage of this great technology. How can you create scalable solutions that can be for every employee? And really, right now, there's a whole workforce that's out there that has quite often have a lot of ambition to come into the office. And how can smart devices be part of that experience that really helps make the workplace a better place to be, right? Where some amazing things can happen. So that's some of the challenges, to be able to create technology that's scalable, that can help the TCO and return ROI analysis for enterprises, but really embrace this new employee experience that we're all aspiring to deliver on.
Very cool. Guys, thanks a lot. It's obviously a really exciting time in smart devices. Once again, it's Bob O'Donnell with Technalysis Research. Bob, thanks for taking the time to chat with us about smart devices, and hopefully we catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
Thanks.